Chapter 25, House Guests. There were just a few days left before Thor was supposed to leave for the animal rescue. Bat didn't have any time to lose, and all afternoon he practiced how he was going to tell Mom about Dr. Jerry Dragoo and how important it was that Thor stay with them as long as possible. But that night at dinner, he found himself nervously avoiding the topic. What if he couldn't change Mom's mind? Bat couldn't imagine anything worse than that. So instead of telling her about Dr. Jerry Dragoo, Bat said, "Israel wants to come over to our house." "Who's Israel?" asked Janie, dipping her chicken chunk into barbecue sauce. "He's a kid in my class," Bat said. "Bat, honey, that's great," said Mom. "Is he a friend?" Janie asked. Bat considered the question. Was Israel his friend? Israel was nice to him. He was interested in some of the same things that interested Bat. He didn't seem to think that Bat was weird, and he wanted to visit. "I don't know," Bat said. "Maybe he is." "That's kind of a big deal," said Janie. "You've never had a friend over before."
"Yes, I have," Bat said. "Ezra comes over all the time."
"He's my friend, not yours," Janie said.
"He can be your friend and Bat's," said Mom.
"I thought you said Ezra's annoying," Janie said.
"He is annoying," said Bat. "But so are you, and you're still my friend."
"No one is more annoying than you," said Janie. "But I guess you're my friend, too."
"Neither of you is annoying," said Mom. "And Bat, I think it's great that you want to have a friend over."
"Well," said Bat, dipping his chicken chunk in ketchup, "it was Israel's idea, not mine. He wants to meet Thor."
At that moment, Thor was just where he should be, tucked into his pouch, warm against Bat's chest. And remembering Thor made Bat nervous all over again.
"I think it's a great idea, no matter whose it was," said Mom. "I'll call Israel's parents to set something up. Maybe Saturday?"
"Whenever," Bat said. And then he said,
"Mom, there's something else, too."
"What is it?"
Mom had a chicken chunk in her hand, already dipping in sauce, but she set it down.
"I wrote to a world skunk expert," Bat said. The words came out fast and loud, because they were important. "I wrote and asked him about keeping Thor as a pet, because I don't want to send him to the rescue people. I want to raise him here, at our house. I love Thor. I think maybe he loves me too, and I'm not ready to give him away."
"Oh, Bat," Mom said. "How on earth did you find a world skunk expert?"
And then Bat told her about reading in his animal encyclopedia about Dr. Jerry Dragoo and about Mr. Grayson helping him with the email, and about waiting and waiting for a response, and about finally getting an email back, and about how Israel had wanted to read it too.
"I can be a good skunk caretaker, Mom," he said last, and then he waited to hear what she would say.
But it was Janie who spoke.
"Wow, Bat," she said. "That's pretty cool that you found an expert and wrote to him. That takes guts. I think you should let him keep raising the skunk, Mom. He's pretty serious."
Bat was so surprised that he felt his mouth drop open. Janie was helping him.
"Bat," Mom said, "I've been watching you with the kit. You are so responsible and careful with him. But honey, raising Thor until he's old enough to release is a big commitment. He'd have to stay with us all through the rest of the school year and through the summer as well."
That sounded wonderful to Bat. "The longer the better," he said.
"You say that now," Mom said, "but what if you get tired of feeding him and cleaning up after him? And what about when he gets bigger and he's awake more of the time?"
"Mom," said Bat, and he did his very best to make his voice sound as serious as he felt, "I will never get tired of Thor. That would be like you getting tired of me and Janie."
Mom laughed, and she reached over to squeeze Bat's hand. Then she shook her head, which Bat knew was the sign for no, and he felt his eyes stinging with unspilled tears. But she said, "Beautiful Bat, you have become an excellent skunk caretaker. You have been so dedicated, and you even found a way to contact a skunk expert. I have to admit, I am impressed. I'll tell you what. I'm thinking that maybe we won't call the Animal Rescue Center next week, and we can try having you take care of Thor, with my help, until he's old enough to release. How does that sound?"
"How does it sound? It sounded not as good as a promise that he could keep Thor forever, but still impossibly good."
Bat felt like he was vibrating on the inside. He was so happy.
He wanted to jump up and whoop with joy, but Thor was curled up and asleep in the sling, and a good skunk caretaker would never startle his kit like that. So instead, he said, "Thank you, Mom, and thank you, Janie. Thank you both."